Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He had a player on his bench who's one of the best backups in the NFL. Like, when you consider the veteran nature, his ability, what he's seen in the NFL, his ability to help a younger quarterback, his ability to throw the football and still run, the idea he understands his role, and this is what he is now, like, you take everything into consideration, it's arguably the best backup quarterback in the NFL. For his level of play, his level of commitment to his role, his ability of being a veteran, been around multiple organizations, multiple offenses. He started in the league. He's thrown touchdown passes. He's won games. He's led a franchise. Like, this is as good a backup quarterback as you can have. And he doesn't go to him in the most obvious of spots. It is a confounding decision. I don't understand it at all. And especially with how he handled the end of the first half, he told us he doesn't trust the player. Like, he told his team, I don't trust our quarterback. How do you run them back out there and expect them to go compete with a quarterback and an offense you just told them you don't trust to make a play? You would rather embarrass yourself. You would rather embarrass yourself and allow the time to just click off and go to the halftime down 10-6. You would rather do that than attempt to make plays and try and get into field goal range yourself because you're afraid that he is going to turn the ball over. You can't then look at your team and say, we're sticking with him. Not in that moment, not forever. You can go back to him. And again, I'll be right here right now. Everyone, I'm seeing a million people. You got to go to Tyrod Taylor next week. You got to go to Tyrod Taylor next week. I think you can. I think you absolutely can. I wouldn't argue. If Glenn goes to him, if they make the decision that I don't know how he could do that now, considering how he handled the post game. He'd look like an absolute imbecile. But you can go to Tyrod Taylor. I have no problem with that. But I also have no problem sticking with Justin Fields. They brought him in. They handpicked him. But run a better offense for him. And if it goes the same way it went this game, then bench him. But like, he's the starting quarterback. Tyrod Taylor is the backup. I have no problem going right back to Justin Fields this week and see if he can play like he did in week one. It clearly wasn't happening in London in that game against that Denver Bronco defense. It wasn't happening. You had to make the change. You can always go back to him. And I would have no problem going back to him against Carolina. I mean, I would have no problem going back to him against Carolina at all. And again, we were talking the field goal. Jerry just texted me. We talked about it, Jerry. Yeah, he made a 58-yard field goal earlier this year. A 58. And again, the scenario didn't present itself. It was a 62-yard field goal. I still would have kicked it because I have zero confidence that they're getting 4th-and-7. Like, that's a 0% chance play. And obviously, he gets sacked. And the play before was hideous. The play before might anger me more than anything else, that third down play. He's got Wilson open. As I said, I thought Willie Colon in the post game put it perfectly. Justin Fields has to see it before he throws it. He has to see it to throw it. Wilson is going to be open. You have to know you're going to that guy in that moment. You have to know the route. You have to be willing to throw it before the break. It has to be on time. Instead, it's late, it's behind him, you give him no chance to make that play, you make it too easy for the defender to come in and knock out the ball. 4th-and-7 is a 0% chance play. Do I love a 62-yard field goal? No, I don't. But I still would have done it, but I get going for it, I suppose, even though I don't think he has a chance or a prayer of making it. But so it never comes into play necessarily. But among the other ridiculous things he said in the postgame, after telling Costello that he should know better than to ask a ridiculous question like who's the quarterback for an 0-6 team who just threw negative 10 passing yards, after he told a reporter that that was a stupid question and that he should know better than to ask such a stupid question, he also then stood there and told us that they had to get to the 35-yard line to kick a field goal. That makes no sense. Are you telling me you're only kicking a 52-yarder and in? That's ridiculous. Again, to Jerry's point, we said it earlier. Lori was talking about it as I was driving in. He made a 58-yarder this year. I don't care that it's, you know, on the other side of the Atlantic. I don't care, you know, that it's not a familiar field. I don't care. Or what? Like, there's no way you're only kicking a field goal that's 52 yards or in. There's no way. Now, again, it doesn't come to fruition, so it doesn't matter. But my God, just more asinine things said in the postgame that I just flat out don't believe. He's not being, that's like, he's mistaken. I don't know if he's doing the math wrong in his head. There's no way he's passing up a 55-yard field goal. There is no freaking way. There's no way they get to the 40. And he's not kicking a 57-yard. He is. If they get to the 40, he's kicking a 57-yard field goal. He is. How could he tell you he's not? I mean, it's just, he managed the game like an idiot, and there were idiotic comments made in the postgame. I mean, that the only consistency he showed was that. The consistency of confusing me in-game and confusing me post-game. That's the only consistency Aaron Glenn showed in the whole day. Because outside of that, like, I don't know what he's doing. He's playing the run the clock out. He pulls out a fake punt. He gets it, and he continues to play to just eat the clock. He tells you the quarterback sucks and we can't trust him to throw the football, and then he sticks with him. I don't understand it. He opens the press conference saying the passing game was hideous. They're 0-6. And then he tells reporters they're idiots for asking questions about who's the quarterback next week. Like, what are we doing? And then he tells you he'd only kick a 52-yard field goal with a kicker who made a 58. With his game, he has no faith in the offense to do anything. He has no faith in the quarterback to make a play. But he would pass up a 55-yard field goal to win the game? It just, none of it makes any sense. None of what he said, none of what he did. Jerry's listening, so he'll tell you. I am, because I've heard him mention that this is my thought, but I blame the players more than I am. It's not just Aaron Boone, it's most coaching. I was behind bringing back Brian Daboll. I thought firing Robert Saleh was bad. Like, I put more of the onus on the players than most people do. To blame the coach is further down my list than it is for a lot of people. You have to do something ridiculously stupid for me to blame you. Like, I will always put the onus on the players. I could disagree with a move here or a decision there, but the onus is on the million-dollar players who go out there and perform. And Justin Fields was terrible in the game, not telling you different. Justin Fields was holding on to the ball forever. He's responsible for at least 6 or 7 of the 9 sacks. He can't throw the ball. He can't make decisions. He's late and inaccurate. He was awful in this game. That was the worst piece of coaching I've ever seen. If I'm ever going to blame a coach why they lost the game, that is it. I cannot believe how Aaron Glenn coached that game. I cannot believe it. And then I can't believe what he said in the postgame. I am always on the players. I'm always on the players. Any other coach in the NFL wins that game or gives the team a better chance to. That was as hideous a coached game as I've ever seen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.